Back here on Sports Call, Tiger 93.9 FM, sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson getting an opportunity to sit down and catch up with the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Gus Malzahn. Hey, Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, going good. SEC Media Day's been good. You know, it's always the start of the season, you know, but it's been a good day.
It really is about to pick up and really get going for you. So I'm curious first on the more lighthearted side of things, what was the most relaxing thing that you got to do this summer, Coach?
You know, me and Chrissy, we got a new place at the lake, at Lake Martin, and just being able to be out there sitting on the porch doing nothing was probably the best part of summer for me.
Of the three guys that you brought with you here today, Coach, three linemen there, who took the longest to get ready this morning?
You know, that's a good question. It's probably going to be Prince, is
what
I would say.
From the other guys.
You know, that's what I would say. But they arrived at the airport together, so I don't know. But Prince was in front of that mirror a lot.
A lot of the guys are talking about what they're wearing and the selection that went through and that sort of thing. Over the years, I've always been curious what goes into your decision-making process for the game day attire, the vest, the visor.
Oh, the game day.
What's your, when's that decision made, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's usually made sometime in August, you know, getting with Dana Marquez and just, you know, what I'd like to wear. But you know, I'm going to get back to wear my sweater vest. And
laid out for the full year.
Well, yeah, that's the plan. So I'm just, honestly, really, I'm going to get back to being me. And that's been pretty refreshing. You know, this off season, so that's what I expect.
And getting back to being you involves taking over the play calling duties as well. Just put it into words how excited that is for you.
Yeah, you know, my favorite part of coaching is getting out on the field with the players and interacting and coaching them and challenging them, then taking it to the football field. And so that's really the thing that's been refreshing for me. And, you know, I think our players have noticed that too.
So when you look at quarterback battles, typically there's in this case for the Auburn Tigers entering 2019, not a whole lot of playing experience for these guys at the
one
SEC
series,
level.
I think.
So what are you looking at? What other factors are you looking at because you don't have that in-game playing
experience? You know, I think it's as simple as this. You know, whichever quarterback's going to give us the best chance of winning that first game. I mean, it's really as simple as that. But I will tell you this. Both those guys have a skill set that we like in our offense. Both of them can run the football. Both of them can create when things break down, which in our league half the times they break down. And they both got big-time arms. So, you know, I think both of them are hungry too.
Sure.
I mean, that's what's been really refreshing for me, just like they're desperate to win the job. So looking forward to fall camp. And you don't have a timetable set like by this day, but we're just going to let it happen. And when it's time, we'll name a starting quarterback.
Playing faster has also been an emphasis that's been heard throughout this entire offseason. Why make that decision, and what went through that?
Well, I mean, that's who we are. I mean, you know, in 2009 came to Auburn, we're the first team to play fast, you know, and to do what everybody's doing now. You know, the same teams that were grappling about it and the rules and health, and now they're doing it. And but we're going to get back to being us and playing fast, running the football, throwing it deep. Trick plays, just putting pressure on a defense, and just back to our core of who we are as an offense.
You sound like somebody who's fired up for football season,
Coach.
No,
I'm fired up, man. It can't get here quick enough for me.
We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Call.
Thank you.
That's Gus Malzahn with us today on Sports Call.